නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස. Okay, so today we start our Dhamma leadership course. So first, when we talk about leadership, what is your idea? What is on your mind, when you think about leadership? Before we talk about Dhamma leadership, if I allow you to think about one word, if you want to, anything you want to describe leadership, what would you think of? Anybody? To lead. Anybody else? Responsibility. Okay. Any other word that cross your mind? Huh? Coordinate. Anybody else? Any word? Any word? Single word? Guidance.
Harmony.
Okay, harmony.
Realization.
Realization. Okay.
Really? Okay, really. Yeah, why not? Why not? Possible. Possible. Yes, leadership may come with headache. Good. Any other word you feel related?
Mission. Okay, we have the word. What are the words we have here now? Leadership, to lead, responsibility, coordinate, guidance, harmony, realization, capability, teamwork, vision, bringing benefits, unity, sustainability, manage, ethics, decision, training, hard work, headache.
Balance.
Value. Huh?
Psychologically, you want to say 使命感, sense of mission. You feel you are called upon, something like that. You know, you feel your sense of mission. Can put it also. Journey.
Okay.
Care and compassion.
Yes, that's very important. Yes.
Courage. Courage. Yeah, this is a Buddhist word which is not in the dictionary. So we create our own word. Not recognized yet by the Webster or whatever. No self. Non-self is a describe the state. No self is a bit strange. And if you refer to different thing. Okay, I think this much for now. There are many definitions. When I look up, you look up in the net. People define leadership in different ways, various types of leadership. Yeah. So basically, what is leadership? Try to, even though we have a various types of definition, but what is the essence of leadership? Some people think of leadership as a hitman, If you are the head man, a group of people, and you are the head, then you consider as a leader. Okay, that's also a kind of leadership. Because there's such a leader may control events and control resources, you know, and force people to comply. This is also, we cannot say that's not leadership, but not in the higher sense of leadership. Actually, from our context for this Dhamma leadership, when we are talking about learning leadership, we are learning a kind of art or a kind of skills or ability which will enhance the performance of those who are led. There are many resources. But mainly the human resource will be the power of human resource will be enhanced because of good leadership. Okay, now let's look at So in this way, leadership is a skills, is a kind of ability or knowledge or wisdom which can make the forces, the resources that are led perform better. For example, if you meet a person who have with good leadership, you feel your life become better with the presence of that leader rather than with his or her absence. That means such a person, you feel, oh, good. Because of good leadership, you can perform better. That is the key point. We may describe with any words, organize or whatever, but ultimately it boils down to this. Because of the leadership and leaders, others perform better. The potential of other resources, especially human resources, becomes enhanced. Okay? So now we come down to Dhamma leadership. Okay? Now I have it in Chinese also. Defining Dhamma leadership: to optimize relevant internal and external human resources according to natural laws to produce the maximum overall sustainable true benefits. You see, look for the keywords. What are the keywords here? There are many keywords, huh? Optimize is a keyword. Yeah. Human resource is a keyword, you know. Natural laws is a keyword, you know. Natural laws. Benefits is a keyword. Eventually, leadership, if we cannot bring benefits to others, then, you know, it's like, you know, you have a dictator, you have a tyrant controlling everybody. There appears to be leader. But are people's life get better off? No. So if that is the case, then you cannot call it good leader. Good leader means the leader can produce benefits. Zhenhui, Chinese, Zhenhui, true benefits. Optimize so that you are able to make it better. For example, this example, you may have two types of leader, two leaders. One leader also bring a lot of effortfully bring a lot of benefits. For example, if this leader has the tendency to block off other leaders, because in order to be the leader, he doesn't want competitor. Okay? He will fight and then fight by hook or by crook and pull down everybody in order for him to be a leader. And this leader may be very effortful to do good for others. But if there are other people who can perform better and this person stands in the way, blocking the journey of other people, then is it optimizing the benefits? No, it's not optimizing. Because you may do a lot of good work, but without you, people will receive more benefits. So such a leader is actually doing a counter service to others. Counter service. So in this is not Dhamma leadership. When we talk about Dhamma leadership, we are talking optimization. You know? Optimization and maximization are a bit different. Optimize, when we talk about optimization, we talk about a balanced way of making things better. Maximization in one scope, this area, you try to make it maximum, that is a maximization. So optimization is overall, in a wholesome way, best. One example I can tell you, the difference between optimization and maximization. We have people like some father who work very hard for the family. They work hard to earn money. They maximize the business, but may have give zero time or minimum less time for the wife and for the family, for the children. Then one day, after he maximized all his business, his family go upside down. The children may get addicted to drugs. Wife may, may go commit adultery, things because I'm so neglected, and things like that. And his own health may be destroyed because of not taking of a balanced life. So such a person, we say, he maximizes his material wealth or maximize his business, but he's not optimizing his life in a balanced way. So in this way, it's a failure again. The life can be in a failure. Can be in a failure. So for that reason, we emphasize this word, optimize. But maximum overall sustainable true benefit. True benefits. What is true benefits? What are not true benefits? This is also another issue that we have to study when we talk about leadership. Then why natural laws? When we say Dhamma, it means actually very much natural law. Even though it also refers to the teaching of the Buddha. But basically the Buddha never teach anything which is against natural law. Whatever the Buddha taught is always in accordance with natural law. So Dhamma also almost we can equate it with natural law. Actually, it refers to natural law, natural phenomena. So why is it natural law so important? Why natural law is so important? Just look at gravity. Gravity is also part of natural law. Okay, you may have all the power, you may have a great man, very powerful, very diligent, trying to go against the odds this way and that way. Very courageous, very brave, very diligent, very energetic. But can he jump over the cliff and survive and say, okay, I'm alright? Unless he got psychic power. Otherwise, the gravity will not say, oh, you are exception because you are smart. So if you are against natural law, you cannot produce. With all the hard work, you cannot produce true benefits. So this is very important when people talk about leadership. The first thing, the leader should try to master is what is natural law? What are the natural law involved in this aspect? So that I will use the natural law to produce true benefits for others. So this is also another keyword. And sustainable. Why is the word sustainable also important? Overall. Overall means not one-sided. Some people will, for example, the zero-sum idea. You know why the zero-sum idea? The zero-sum idea is if somebody want to gain something, you want to take a bigger cake, you want to eat a bigger cake. Someone, if this cake is the same size of the cake, if someone want to have a bigger piece of the cake, someone will have to have less small cake because you have to deprive another person of the share. So this is, we call that zero-sum game. You want to have 5, then somebody must have negative 5. All add up as 0. You want to have more, 10, then somebody more will have to lose out more. So this is they are not overall effect. You are not producing an overall good effect. That means this is from space, from a wider spectrum. Sustainable, it means the time. It means time. Not only now, in the long run, longer run, and longer run. So sustainable. So basically it covers space and time. Wider spectrum. And then more people. Wider group of people. Then sustainable, it lasts longer. There are people, leaders who exploit all the present resources, the force, until it's like they trade off their future for the present. So in future, they have to suffer. This is also not good leadership. So now, we look at it again. Look at the definition again. To optimize, and another word is also useful, relevant. Why we use the word relevant, internal and external? If people only consider the internal, they may lose out. They may discount the importance of external things. But if you only care about external, you forget about the internal. It also have a lot to do with the final outcome. So, internal and external. Human resources. That means yourself and others. Relevant is important. You see, sometimes in a meeting, so often we find that we get into a discussion which is irrelevant. We talk, just because we feel don't feel good or we feel particularly extremely good, we just talk and talk. Sometimes, okay, occasionally for humor's sake, okay, we take a break from the main issue. But so often that people will deviate from the issues and let the irrelevant consideration, for example, what is the past? It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant only as knowledge and experience. But the past is past. You cannot take the past and then sometimes people let the past influence our present decision. You know? And that is a loss. So we have to know what are the relevant considerations. Relevant. Irrelevant one, put it aside. Don't let it trouble us. So our consideration as a leader will be narrowed or zooming to only relevant factors. Irrelevant, put it aside. Irrelevant goals, irrelevant dreams, irrelevant condition, irrelevant human resource, all we put it aside. So relevant is very important word also. So look at it. Optimize, relevant, internal, external human resources, according to natural law, it must produce. If it must produce, if you don't produce, then you can have a good, great talk about leadership. But if leaders must deliver, leaders must deliver true benefits to people or produce. Or you may use the word deliver. It's okay. To deliver or to produce the maximum overall sustainable true benefits. And now I would like to use the Abraham Lincoln's formula. Which is very good. Abraham Lincoln's formula is very good. Of the people, by the people, for the people. But now we are talking about Dharma leadership. We use this formula, very useful formula, of, by, and for. So for Dharma leadership, of truth. Truth is very important. This is a very powerful force. Of truth. Later we'll talk about how to find truth. What are the truth? By wisdom. Because truth is there. Gravity is there. But it takes a human being to dig out, to discover, to identify the truth, and to make it work. Truth is there. Even with all the modern day's discovery of science, but why in our ancient, our forefathers, our ancestors, they don't get to enjoy the good things that we are enjoying now? Like, we have a handphone, we have a computer, we have things, you know, we have aeroplane. Why? Because we don't have the people to understand the truth, to use it, to make the benefits manifest to us. So that's why the people are important. By. You know, truth is truth, but by wisdom. We say wisdom. We don't say any individual. We say wisdom. Then for all. For all means actually depends on how you define. For example, if you have a organization basically protect animals, you know, that you have a society that protect animals. So for all means what? Mainly the animals, which you aim to protect, but also, in fact, later we will understand the other beneficiaries. In fact, including the participants, including the members in the society, they must benefit, but in certain ways. Okay, but mainly if the organization is meant for, let's say, environment. You want to protect the environment. So, all your leadership work is for one. For whom? For those who potential beneficiaries for the good environment, which can be animals, can be next generation. You know, without the people, environment means nothing. Without beings to enjoy the environment means nothing. You can have a good environment out there in the outer space, but if there are no beings enjoying it, who knows it's good or bad? Who can say good environment or bad environment? When we say this environment is good, because of the people of being, someone who enjoy the good environment. So it can be, the target can be any living beings, or it can be the future generation. But for some being who can enjoy the benefit of leadership. Okay? So later we'll go into deeper into this. Okay? So Chinese, 法主自行会众, of truth, by wisdom, and for all. This okay, of truth by wisdom for all. Okay, now is our need. Before we talk about leadership, first we want to understand, do we really need leadership? Yes. Because why? In order to get the true benefit. In order to get the true benefit, we need good leadership. Because good leadership is the leadership, is the condition, the factor, which will bring the resources together and let the resources function in an optimum way. So to optimize the resources, this is the method. This is the key. Optimize resources. So leadership has this ability. Good leadership has this ability to optimize resources for benefits. So that's why we need the leadership. We need leadership. So now, first thing, I put it in a negative way. In fact, you can put it in a better, in a positive way. Problem searching. First thing, why problem searching is very important, or problem identifying is very important. In fact, I have no time. I would like to change into beautiful words, means gem searching. Problem searching is actually gem searching. Later, I wanted to explain to you why. Problems are gem. Problems are gem. If you can understand the problems, you can. This is the beginning of getting the gem. Because if you don't know the problem, where the problem is, then it's difficult to move on to true benefit. So problems is very helpful. So, okay. Later we will go into it. But now we take a break.